Housing Help.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Glad you joined me this morning as we continue coverage of the fallout from the financial crisis. Unemployment's on the rise, incomes are flat, home values are down, and it's getting harder and harder to get credit. Sounds like a recipe for a mortgage mess. And Citigroup is yet another finance company that would rather help people hold on to their homes than foreclose on those homes and take the potential loss. Here's Marketplace's Jennifer Collins.
If you've got a home loan with Citigroup, you may soon be getting a call. The bank plans to reach out to 500,000 borrowers. Sound familiar? Recently, J.P. Morgan announced a 90-day moratorium on foreclosures. But Citi plans to keep its borrowers paying, even if the payment is only a tiny portion of the interest. Sanjeev Das, the head of Citi's mortgage department, says the approach is more realistic.
A 90-day moratorium is not going to fix the problem for those people who have lost their jobs. I mean, think about the borrower on the 91st day. They will be foreclosed on.
He says a homeowner with a $300,000 loan could pay as little as $500 a month for a few years. Management consultant Peter Cohen says plans like Citi's sound great, but
people will be skeptical and wait to see whether it actually amounts to anything more than just a nice press release and see whether there's actually tangible results to come out of it.
Cohen says the U.S. government needs to step in to prevent 8.5 million defaults expected over the next 2 years. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Looking for some good news from the world markets? Nope, not this morning. There's a lot of selling going on. In Asia, the Hang Seng dropped almost 5%. The Nikkei lost value as well. European markets are down by as much as 2.5%. Futures in this country? Let's not even go there. Yikes. But hey, the price of oil is down to under $60 a barrel. Remember when it was $140 and $145? Today, we honor veterans and salute their service to our nation. And the incoming Obama administration is focusing some high-profile attention on the hardships faced by military families. More now from John Dimsdale in Washington.
The president-elect's wife, Michelle Obama, says she has no plans to take on big policy issues like health care reform while she's in the White House. But she will champion causes such as public service, and especially the sacrifices made by military families. The Military Family Research Institute says the length of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars means many soldiers have been deployed overseas more than once, creating hardships for those left at home. Some reservists have been away from their civilian jobs now for 3 of the last 6 years, and the Institute's biggest concern is that public enthusiasm for military family support programs will wane as the wars drag on. That's why service members say they're glad Michelle Obama is using her bully pulpit to highlight their sacrifices. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
If you're so inclined or independently wealthy, you might want to take part in the changing of the guard. Tickets to President-elect Obama's actual swearing-in ceremony could go as high as $40,000 each. The only problem? They're supposed to be free. California Senator Dianne Feinstein says she's contacted internet clearinghouses to ask them not to allow sales of those tickets. She's also planning on crafting a bill that would make it a federal crime to do that.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Cleveland Clinic, committed to providing health and wellness services through its executive health program. At clevelandclinic.org/executive health.
We've heard a lot about this latest economic mess from talking heads and professors and consultants and brokers who tell us ad nauseum about the do's and don'ts of the financial world. And that's fine. They have their place as so-called experts. But then we thought, what do ordinary Joes and Janets have to say about the economy? What's their fix? And we got a lot of feedback.
My name is Miller Johnson. I'm a retired librarian and a hobby farmer. I live in Indiana, southwest of Indianapolis. My idea is to develop a 4th branch of government, the fiscal branch, as a constitutional amendment. We need a check and a balance on the legislative branch from overspending. And the fiscal branch would combine a lot of the services of the current government into one branch, but its primary purpose would be to set the amount of money that the government may spend.
My name is Edward McDonald. I am a resident of the Twin Cities in Minnesota, St. Paul, Minneapolis. Well, I think the fix is have Congress and the administration do the following. Pass a $700 billion residential street stimulus. And then the revenues generated by the resident street stimulus would be used to address affordable housing needs, healthcare needs, infrastructure repair needs, economic development and job creation strategies, environmental concerns, energy independence strategies, education access and support, and issues of inequality. These initiatives are at the core of what grows a middle class, which builds a strong economy.
My name is Miranda Marquette. I live in Logan, Utah. My idea to fix the economy is to come up with a way that we as a society, with the help of our leaders, can change the way we think about spending money and the way that we have a debt-based economy. Another thing that I think might help would be making financial literacy part of the school curriculum. And personal finance and money issues are perfect for part of the math curriculum. And I think adding that and making financial education more accessible to more people would also help a lot.
Susie Lechtenberg produced our story. So, you got a solution for the current economic mess? Tell us about it at our website, marketplace.org. Once again, stocks lower overseas in Asia and Europe. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being here. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.